sacred union. I am the life breath that weaves between, within, and around two lovers as they embrace. Prana, Vayana, Awen. I am the energy of opposites coming into alchemical union with love at the very center. I am distinct in my diversity. I stand in my difference, and yet I am the irresistible magnetic call to the truth of oneness. My power is in the dignity and embrace of my particularity. I honor the differences between us as I celebrate our union. I listen for the distinct and I embrace the similarity. I look for the ways that our union may enrich what already is, while creating something entirely novel and unexpected. I live on the shore of the ocean meeting the land, where two that are so different make love and give birth to an explosion of diversity and beauty. I am the delicious tension of opposition and difference, being embraced in majestic truth. I am the middle way. The way of love, expressed as contrast, attraction, conflict, harmony. As day gives way to night, as light yields to dark, as above caresses below, as left dances with right, as masculine roots feminine, as feminine holds masculine, we locate ourselves in the never-ending dance of the attraction of opposites. The endless creation of the sacred third, neither one nor the other, but a place that rises between them. Everything in our world is found in this dance. This alchemy is at the heart of it all. Receiving this card in your reading, my love, you are here. You are here to bring the healing and the holding, not just of the divine feminine within yourself, but to welcome in and awaken the noble father as well. This is the noble father and the holy mother in sacred union, dancing within your inner rose. It's the holiest of work. Pathway to sacred union is calling for your attention, whether it's in your relationship to another, to yourself, or to the divine. It's time to embrace all of you, all of the light and all of the shadow. Doing so will bring you to the next level of integrating your spiritual maturation. The power of sacred union is the willingness to embrace your differences and harmonize all of it. See the differences and the likenesses in others reflected within you, especially the qualities in others you're feeling challenged and frustrated by. Hold up the mirror and recognize where these can be seen within you. Doing so puts you directly on the path of evolution, because you get to practice being all parts of yourself together. The parts you love, the parts you don't, the divine and the human, the male and the female, the light and the shadow, all of it. When we bring this into healing and wholeness within us, we do it for the world, birthing a sacred third, a new consciousness that merges mother and father, walking hand in hand in our hearts, in peace, in ecstasy, to be at home once again with one another. Consider this for a moment. What gets in the way of you embracing all the different parts of you, light and shadow? What is it that you most judge in others? What is it that you project onto them, blame them for, that you cannot or do not want to see in self? This is where it begins. What do you separate from and attempt to avoid? Saying, I would never be that, I would never do that. It's a sure sign that some seed of that lives within, because, my loves, we are all things. Each and every one of us is a fractal of the oneness of all of it. Light and shadow, and the divine union, the sacred union within you, is for you to bring all of the contrast accepting polarized parts of yourself into a unified field of awareness and love. It's a potent journey.